Is that guy for real?
What do you want? Justice.
By day, Matt Murdock is a crusading attorney. By night, he puts on red leather armor and swings into action as Daredevil, a superhero with a difference. Blinded by a childhood accident, he uses his sharpened other senses to stop the bad guys. Ben Affleck says he's been a fan since he first read the character's Marvel comic book adventures.
This guy represented something to me that I guess I thought was more realistic. It sounds funny to say about a guy who puts on a red suit and fights crime, you know, at night, but it was like he was a flawed hero. And he had his own struggles, you know what I mean? He was this hero, he was openly religious. You know, he had these tragic kind of love affairs. He struggled with himself as much as he struggled with the rest of the world. He didn't always win. He didn't always do the right thing. And I guess that kind of resonated with me a little bit more. It was also a more kind of like ground level guy. Like I said, he wasn't fighting, you know, various other intergalactic empires or traveling through alternate universes, and he didn't have a ring that shot green red. You know, he was just a guy.
I'm sorry. Excuse me.
Sure.
I was just looking for some honey. Could you help me out?
Right in front of you.
Well, could you be a little bit more specific?
What are you...
Blind? Yeah.
I am so sorry.
That's okay.
Elektra, a beautiful woman with issues of her own, breaks through Daredevil's tough armor, and Affleck says it was that relationship that helped him link the fantasy character to a reality he could identify with.
It's a little far afield from my everyday life, you know, putting on a costume, doing flips, fighting crime, people getting stabbed, this operatic, melodramatic kind of scale, good versus evil. But one of the things that I could identify with this movie was what's at the center of it in some ways, really, which is this love story and the transforming power of love and the redemptive qualities that falling in love has.
Does every guy have to go through all this to find out your name?
You should try asking for my number.
As Elektra, Jennifer Garner is the hero's match when it comes to martial arts, but their relationship gets complicated when she's duped into believing that her father has been killed by Daredevil, who she doesn't yet know is really Matt Murdock, the man she's falling in love with. The action is ratcheted up several notches from her hit television show Alias, but Garner, who had not yet read the comic book before making the movie, believes this character is also inspiring.
I think Elektra's incredibly empowering. And now when I meet women who say, oh, Elektra, it's because of Elektra that I, whatever, you know, thought I could live on my own or became physically fit or whatever, I think that that's a pretty amazing thing for a comic book character to give a young woman. Now, of course, I've read her entire saga, and her story is pretty epic. It's pretty fascinating. She's a very, very dark woman.
It was a hitman named Bolsa. I didn't kill your father.
Liar.
Like star Ben Affleck, writer and director Mark Steven Johnson is also a longtime Daredevil fan. And Johnson relates this wounded superhero who dishes out his own street justice to what audiences may still be feeling after the September 2001 terror attacks.
For me, it wasn't so much like a harsh vigilante story. It's not simple out there, you know what I mean? It's not black and white. It's not like Spider-Man swooping down and grabbing a purse snatcher and saying, here's your purse, ma'am. It's just, it's not the world we live in, you know? And I think he is a real post-9/11 hero. I really believe that, you know? The theme of the movie is, can one man make a difference? And I think it actually, you know, it has a good message in that he's not trying to save the world. He's not trying to stop mutants from taking over, you know, New York City or Metropolis. Or, you know, it's just a guy just trying to make a difference and just trying to keep his little piece of the world clean, you know, trying to keep his neighborhood safe. That's all it is, you know? And I really like that, you know, and that's what I always dug about the character. It felt very real to me, you know, and very heroic.
Hang on. Didn't you hear? I was quitting.
Not by me.
Daredevil also features Colin Farrell as the nemesis Bullseye, a psychopathic assassin with deadly aim. Michael Clark Duncan plays the conniving Kingpin, and Jon Favreau is the hero's unsuspecting business partner. Ellen Silverman for the Voice of America in Hollywood.
I am a vision, I am justice. Never thought that I could love. Living in shadows, made in existence. It was never good enough. Within the darkness, you are the light that shines away. All trapped in violence, I can be the man who saves the day.